What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson.
I am done entertaining men that hate women. I'm done. The men that like to use our bodies for pleasure and like to trample on our hearts.
Didn't I just make a video on this shit? And the video was titled, like, Women Wonder What Men Want. I literally just uploaded that video a couple seconds ago, and I said, what if men are at home? Like, what would it look like, I wonder, if we all just sat at home, played Call of Duty together, and just fucking had a blast? And I said the only thing that would be out there would be the PUAs. And what did this bitch just say? Hold on, let me rewind it.
I am done entertaining men that hate women.
Do you hate a woman? I sure as shit don't. You already know how I feel about hatred. For those of you who don't remember, hatred, and by its definition, is an obsessive thought. It's an obsession. It keeps you from sleeping. It keeps you from functioning in life. It keeps you angry all the time. And it makes you plot for vengeance. Is that who you are? I sure shit ain't. So, what is it that makes me hate women? Hold on, let me hear her definition.
I'm done. The men that like to use our bodies for pleasure and like to trample on our hearts.
Oh, the Chad and Tyrones. Oh, okay. Those are the fucking men that hate women. Well, it makes sense. Because he used your body to fuck you, to get his addiction. And then he fucking lied to you and took a giant shit on your fucking soul. Huh. I wonder what he said. I wonder what he did. I wonder what he looked like in order to convince you and trick you into believing his bullshit.
The ones that say, be my peace and come and disrupt mine. The ones...
So, he gave you a sales pitch. Huh. Interesting.
That say, I don't want you to nag me, but then insist on me being their mama.
So, a man who's mentally unstable.
The ones that demand trust and loyalty, but are unwilling to give the very thing that they demand from us.
Oh. So he fucking lied to you. So all he walked up to you and gave you this fucking sales pitch of what he's looking for in a woman while simultaneously not giving you that, shouldn't that have been an indication that that's not the right person for you? Shouldn't you have made that judgment before he stuck his dick inside your fucking mouth? Huh. Interesting. So it seems to me that... Hold on, before I come up with the conclusion...
Us. I don't need you. I don't need your money. I don't need your car. I don't need your network or your contacts. I don't need your...
Interesting. So he had clout. So that's what you fell in love with. A fucking childish notion of what a man was. Clout. Objectivity. Money. Career. Connections, status. The very things that I used to believe in high school, what a man was.
Your drama, I don't need your insecurities or your jealousy. I don't...
Interesting. Interesting. You didn't somehow catch on to that? That he had these things? How How is it that you didn't see those things? Or excuse me, you did see those things. But how is it that you manage to sleep with a guy that had those insecurities? If you were able to see them, I mean, you're able to talk about them, certainly. You're able to express them. You know what those things are. So how did you not see that in the beginning? Huh.
I don't need any of it.
So the only conclusion that I can come up with is that, one, you have a poor choice of men. Two, you're too impatient to figure them out, to figure who they are before you decide to commit to them. And three, you open your legs too fucking quickly. So rather than look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the question, why do I keep picking these horrible men? You're going to come online and spew your fucking bullshit rhetoric about how men are the problem. I'm beginning to realize, beginning to see that MGTOW men are the guys that stay at home now, are the guys that just enjoy their life, their peace, their quiet. They're the ones that enjoy fishing, a cabin out in the woods. They enjoy their fucking Call of Duty. They enjoy networking, building things. I posed this question before in my prior video. I wonder what it would look like if men did this, this, and this. Now I'm beginning to realize that we already do it. And yeah, the only motherfuckers that are out there are the PUAs. They're the only ones that are out there roaming the streets, picking up on chicks like that, destroying them, and then having them go online and bitch whine and complain why men are such dog shit people. It's like, dude, you just got fucked by a pickup artist. It's just like my ex. She had a fuck buddy and a pickup artist both fuck her over, and then she turns to me and looks at me like I'm the fucking problem. And it's like, no, motherfucker. You pick like shit. And I picked you. And rather than blame you for everything, right, I looked at myself in the mirror one day and I said, what is it about me that's picking women like this? And I realized that I realized that my ex reminded me of my mom. Always in need of help. And the moment that you help her, it's never good enough. It never satiates her. If you pump her gas, it was only $65 worth of gas that you pumped. If you bought her food, it was only $200 worth of food that you bought. If you helped her out with, a car payment, or if you helped her out with a phone bill, it was only a one-time thing. And so I started to look at this, started to see this pattern of behavior, and I realized that I could be a better boyfriend if I just focused on myself. Whatever the problem was, I could easily fix my own problems, and I can't fix hers. I have to model for her what it is that needs fixing. If I show her that I'm willing to look inwards and fix my own problems, maybe she'll want to do the same. Boy, was I fucking wrong. So to those of you men out there wondering why your boy Crimson always talks about his ex, She's in the past. You guys haven't dated in like 3 or 4 years. Get over it. Right? I'll tell you. It's because I haven't gotten over it. I'm done living in the past, but guess what? My brain isn't. It's an injury. It's post-traumatic stress. I just lost a major part of my soul because I was dick-thinking when I picked her. And I invested time, energy, love, and respect and got none of that in return. Now, when I say I got none of that in return, I mean that it was sparse. It was few, far, and in between, or it was one or the other. If I got respect, I didn't get love. If I got love, I didn't get respect. If I got peace, I definitely didn't get respect or love. She just fucking ghosted my ass. And I thought that was a normal relationship. Where she could just freely just leave the relationship whenever the fuck she wanted because she needed to be alone. That's not normal. It's not normal behavior. I need to go out to the bars and go have fun for an entire fucking week without you. Because this relationship and these problems and all these arguments. Come to find out, every relationship that she encountered, none of those people, like, she admired everybody else's relationship except our own. And she was like, I love the way, you know, they talk things out. And I was like, yeah, do you also know what they do? They stay together. They don't fucking break up every fucking weekend so that you could go party and be a fucking slut. That woke her up. Well, no, it didn't, but it slapped her in the face. You know, they don't dump their fucking kids off at their relative's house so that they can go out and party. So now I hate party girls. I can't stand them, dude. Party girls are the most fucking annoying girls on the planet. All they can talk about is when's the next time they can get fucked up. And it's like, dude, get the fuck away from me. A date to me looks like coming over to my house, cooking a meal together, talking, having, you know, watching a fucking movie together at my apartment. Now I'm realizing that to these women, you need to fucking have more than that. You need to take them on a fucking galaxy tour. Right? In order to get them wet. And that's not what I want to do. Especially doing this shit job. Wouldn't be able to do it even if I fucking could. Seems to me like I'm working more than I'm fucking earning. But my point is that I hear this girl's complaints. I hear all this fucking shouting and bitching and whining and crying on the internet. And I never once hear, I looked at myself in the mirror and I discovered what I was doing wrong. Never once do I hear that shit. This is why I keep going on here, telling men to fucking accept the fact that they just picked, that they have a shitty picker. We need to work on ourselves. Not because women are the problem. It's the laws that are the problem. And the women that we pick, they're fucking pieces of shit. And now here's the thing. Let's say out of 100,000 women, 99,000 of those women are pieces of shit. Right? We already know what the majority of the fucking, if we're going to use mathematics, the generalization would have to be more than 50%, right? In order for us to use generalizing terms, it would have to be like 60% and more. So now I have to take back what I said. Does that make sense? And I battle with this every fucking day. Like, not every chick can't really, really be like that. Can they? And every fucking time I step outside, I step outdoors, and I listen, and I watch, and I fuck... Dude, it's just everywhere. Women screaming, women bitching, women acting entitled. Fuck, I can't tell you how many times I've had a fucking gorgeous girl kind of like walk by as I'm reading a meter, and she just scoffs at me. The only women that I know that appreciate me are the ones that are working behind the counter with their family, with their father, with their uncles, with their husband, or you know what I mean? Those are the only women that I recognize that appreciate me. Women that work with their family. They're either working a restaurant, a business, something together. Because they realize what it takes to keep that, like, that business is keeping their lights on. So they give you excellent customer service. So it's already instilled in them, in their head, what type of people they need to be. I'm realizing this. Right? Like, I chased a girl who I thought was like that, and she turned out to be just as much of a delusional piece of shit as every other chick I ever chased. Constantly flirting with guys, constantly fucking complimenting motherfuckers, constantly going after dudes. She was so quick and eager to give me her phone number, and the moment I ask her out on a date, she's like, oh, sorry, taken. Then why the fuck are you taking down my number? And I still didn't get a clear answer. I'm telling you guys. It almost seems like the moment I come up with the video, the answer's already there. They just want to be pieces of shit. They just want to chase the absolute dregs of society. The slags of society. I'm fucking done, dude. I can't fucking take it anymore. I feel bad for these fucking chicks because never once... How old is that woman? Let's take a look at her. Okay, she doesn't have any wrinkles, but then again, like, we'll see what she's in her... she's 29, 30. The fuck?
I am done entertaining men that hate women. I'm done. The men that like to use our bodies.
Alright, she's got wrinkles on her top of her eyelids, which is normal. She's wearing too much. Dude, let's face it, dude. She's wearing too much makeup for me to tell. She's got to be at least 35, 36. And I know this because women that look 40 are often, you know, usually 35 or 36. So she's probably my age. Now here's the thing. This woman is still making the shit choices she made in high school. Never once looking at herself in the mirror wondering, what am I doing wrong? Posting videos on TikTok like it's her fucking therapist. There it is. Guard your heart.